Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The 14-year-old suspect in Wednesday's school shooting in Georgia is under arrest, and so is his father. Police believe the boy received the AR-style rifle as a Christmas present from his dad.
One day after the deadly school shooting, authorities in Georgia doing something that is rare but may likely be done again, saying the blame for the gun and Saturday murders doesn't just go to the alleged shooter. It goes to his father as well.
ABC's Bill Ritter. Colt Gray, the 14-year-old, makes his first court appearance today. Colin Gray, the father, is in police custody. Today's monthly jobs report will likely mark a pivotal moment for the U.S. economy and the Fed. If the report shows hiring was weak last month, similar to soft figures in July, the Fed might deliver a larger-than-expected interest rate cut when it meets in a week and a half. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin in Ukraine saying President Biden will today announce another $250 million in funding for the war. This is ABC News. Two Nigerian men have been sentenced to more than 17 years in federal prison over an online scam that turned deadly.
Samuel and Samson Ogashi were found guilty of conspiracy to sexually exploit a minor after they extorted Michigan teenager Jordan DeMay. The 17-year-old homecoming king later took his own life, thrusting so-called sextortion into the national spotlight. The two men targeted DeMay by pretending to be a high school girl named Danny, eventually convincing DeMay to send explicit photos of himself. The scammers then demanded $1,000, threatening if he didn't pay, they would send those compromising photos to his friends and family. DeMay died by suicide just hours later.
Well, that's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Red Lobster is back in business soon. The seafood restaurant chain emerging from bankruptcy following its endless shrimp fiasco, along with enormous debt, fewer customers, and dozens of closures. The company will keep all of its current locations open, it says, allowing 30,000 workers for now to stay on the job. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I have got some credit card news. My favorite agency, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, they recently looked at credit card offers from lenders that were big and small, and boy, oh, did they find a difference. No matter how good your credit is, small local banks and credit unions offer lower interest rates. I mean like 8 to 10% lower. The CFPB says that if you have credit under 620, large banks these days are probably going to offer you an APR of around 29%. That's brutal. And small banks and credit unions are coming in just over 20%. Got a credit score of 720 or better? Some smaller lenders are doing 15% APRs. Big lenders are in the low 20s. Now, of course, paying your card off every month is the best way to avoid paying interest. But I sure do like knowing that local cards have cheaper rates. For more money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Joe Biden came to the Badger State Thursday. He touted his Investment in America plan, which includes laws like the American Rescue Plan Act, the Inflation Reduction Act, and the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law. His main focus was billions of dollars going to clean energy projects, many of them in the Midwest. Dairyland Power Co-op will get more than $500 million for new clean energy installations. And there's a new push to legalize medical marijuana in Wisconsin. Native American tribal leaders are behind what they call the Wisconsin Wellness Initiative. But Wisconsin has yet to join neighboring states where medical and recreational marijuana can be used. This really happens in a cycle, and it feels like it happens constantly. There's discussion, discussion dies, and then discussion begins again. A bill in the state assembly to create state-run medical marijuana dispensaries died last session in the state Senate. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
The NFL season is underway. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Last night, the Kansas City Chiefs defeated the Baltimore Ravens 27-20. Tonight, it'll be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil to open up the Packers' campaign. Quarterback Jordan Love is ready to go this season.
I definitely think it's a very cool opportunity to be able to play in front of a fan base who a lot of those people might not have seen an NFL game, might be the first NFL game, so I'm excited for it.
Kickoff tonight is after 7 p.m. You can hear the game on WRJ WGAN in southeastern Wisconsin, WRCO in southwestern Wisconsin, and WCQM in northern Wisconsin. Today is the start of a three-game homestand for the Brewers as they take on the Colorado Rockies. Milwaukee leads the NL Central by 9 games over the Chicago Cubs entering play today. The Brewers have lost 3 of their last 4 games, all of them in extra innings. And tonight is the third week of high school football in Wisconsin. Check your local Civic Media station for matchups. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy with a sprinkle or two possible today. We'll get to 61 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the north at around 15 to 20. Tonight, clear 43. Tomorrow, sunshine 64. By Sunday, sunny with a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, political editor of Civic Media and Recombobulation founder Dan Schaefer joins us, and Todd Michaels with Ghost Stories.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, WW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning! It is Friday in Titletown, USA, the start of the Green Bay Packers season.
Yep.
Man, there's nothing better than that, being on a Friday night.
Here
awesome.
It is.
Right. Just fantastic. Can't right. wait. Great game last night, although I was pulling for the team that lost.
Really?
Oh, no, I do not like the Kansas City Chiefs at all.
Love them.
Do not like them at all.
So, and plus, the other reason I loved them was I went out
cha-ching,
to...
Cha-ching,
cha-ching. I went out to Oneida.
Cha-ching, cha-ching.
Sportsbook.
Cha-ching, cha-ching.
I just had to test the water. I used to be good at this. And it's
what are you getting? What nationality are you?
25 years.
What nationality
years.
Are you?
German.
Jimmy the German.
I just... Well, anyway. So, I was surprised, though, the people that were out there were... I thought... What you read about gaming or gambling is that it's a lot of, 25-year-olds.
Yeah.
But I think those guys go to their phone. The people who are out there
FanDuel, that's the name of that thing. We were talking earlier.
Oh, yeah.
When you said it was different where you get paid through your phone than two.
Yeah.
FanDuel.
Yeah. No, I just went cash. But so it's fun. And we'll talk about this. I'm actually reaching out to the Oneidas, and they're super nice people. I've told you that before. But so I went out there and picked Kansas City. Kansas City to win just straight up. Was if you bet them, let's say you bet $5. Let's say you're really cheap about it. I could
put let's go 10. We'll just 10's an easier number to work with.
So even if figure. You bet 10, you would
you win 20.
Well, yeah, not really that much. You would win 18.30.
Okay, so that's the juice. Or is that the odds? See, I don't understand those kind of odds when they do that.
I didn't
that.
Ask them how much they make.
Okay.
I just said to her, look, what's the difference if I bet straight up or if I take the points? And she says, well, it's...
Well, you get bigger odds if you take the points.
Right. That's exactly what she said.
Yeah.
So, anyway, it was fun.
Good.
So, I'm...
And what are the Packer odds for tonight?
The Packer odds today, you put up $100... To win 135.
Okay.
No. Nope. To win 115.
Okay. And that's straight up without the points? Because they're getting 3, I believe, right?
It says on this sheet. I took the printed sheet, but I'm sure this changes all the time.
Okay, we might need to get a hold of that Todd from DePeer yesterday who said, I will help guide you guys through this.
2.5 is what.
Okay.
It's 2.5, which is weird that they do halves, but whatever.
So well, you know why?
Packers win by field goal. They win.
So if it's,
you win. But how do you score 2.5 points?
Well,
in
you
the
don't.
NFL?
But that's so that if it's 2, you still lose. You lose then. Even though it's not there
it's
isn't
not a push.
Such a thing as a, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
These are the odds for everything. I mean, okay. And I don't want to go through this today, but
I want to look at that though.
But it's and then the other thing that's kind of fun is the over under, and I always like that because pretty good defense. What were the total points last night? Do you know?
The total points?
Yeah.
Was it 26-20 final score?
This was, if you bet.
46.
Ooh. You know, the,
they're wow. so close on these.
47.
Exactly.
This is 47 points. And I was going to bet the under. I really was because I think the defense of Baltimore is good. Not great, but good. So I was going to bet under. But I just thought, okay. And I didn't want to spend too much
drives,
money because I have a problem with this.
The thing that drives gamblers insane. And ESPN actually does a segment called Bad Beats, meaning, oh, that was a tough loss for somebody that bet. So in that game last night, it was the difference between the guy's toe being over the line or not. And let's say you get $5,000 wagered
exactly.
on that.
Exactly.
And it depends whether or not the guy's toe is over that line.
Right.
Because that would have put it over then, obviously. They are so unbelievably close on those things.
But I would have won. Because I would have picked under. Because I when she said that, I said, what's the...
I know, but you would have been sweating bullets to determine during the replay.
I know. So I think, I don't know, I got to find a system. Although I got to be careful. And I'm telling you, I don't know if they take credit cards. I left my credit card in the car. I'm just like, look, I'm going in there with cash. And I only brought so much cash. I went to my little cookie jar at home and grabbed some money. I have to discipline myself for this because else I'm going to really get into it. And I'll be starting to bet more and more and more and could be trouble. Could be profitable, but it could be trouble.
Well, maybe we could just do a trade out with Oneida. When you lose every week, we'll just give them free advertising.
I did talk to the guy.
Work out a deal like that.
I told him about our show, and I said, hey, look, you know, we could have some fun with this. And I said, I don't. But they do. I will say this. When you go pick up the, you know, the sports book, the sheets, you know, pro basketball, and they do have a card holder of if you have a problem.
Oh, yeah.
Read this. Nobody took
Nobody
one.
Took, no,
the thing's packed.
A little disclaimer. Hasn't been refilled in 4 years.
One's laying on the floor.
Yeah.
People stepping on it. But anyway, they do have just in case.
Can I take one of these? Can I have one of these cards? Absolutely. I got something caught in my tooth right here. I got to get that.
That's
Did I get it? Take a look. Did I get it? By the way, we got a winner yesterday. Sue from Little Suamico guessed that Patrick Mahomes would throw for 283 yards. The total was 291, so it's very good, Sue.
Who was second closest? Was it over or under? Like, was it under 283 or was it closer?
Why do you make a man to do this?
Which
closer to 291?
All right.
The second closest was 308, and that was Mike from Green Bay.
All right.
So it was over.
Oh, yeah, but who?
She was only 8 yards away.
Mm-hmm.
He threw for 291?
Yeah.
And the guys picked 308. Okay, all right. Yeah, you're right. All right, it's early. 612. Anyway, so this... But I've got to get into a little discipline and a little system here. I might just go with all the over-unders because I do. That's fun. Because you watch it to the end of the game.
But you're going to be shocked at how close Vegas has it.
Yeah. But here's the thing. I'll watch the whole game then.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
All I'm doing.
Unless you got the over and it hits earlier.
That is
the greatest
true.
Feeling in the world.
That is true.
That is the greatest feeling in the world.
You're right. I would turn it off early
because
I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I got to figure this out. But the lady, I'll tell you that. You guys, when you go out to the sports book and it's in the back.
You seem, can I just say something?
Here?
You remind me of a guy who's, you know, he's lost a lot of weight. He used to be really heavy and he's lost a lot of weight. He's like, there's this great deli and they got this banana cream pie. And maybe one piece wouldn't be so bad. I mean, it's got bananas in it. I mean, what do you think? I'm going to stop there in this one piece.
Planning out the next 4 weeks.
Exactly.
Yeah. I know. I know. That's why. I thought we were going to go together. You could kind of keep an eye on me, but you didn't return my text. So I went out there by myself, which is dangerous in and of itself.
Do you need to know what you're doing? Because I wouldn't mind going out there today. I have to go. I got a doctor's appointment trying to get rid of this, whatever I got in my chest. It's not contagious. I know that. So for anybody that comes in, I apologize. But I wouldn't mind going out. But what I'm saying is, do they walk you through it?
Yeah, she's great.
Because I would like to put some money on the game. I'd like to take the Packers and 3 points tonight.
Yeah, and she'll explain it. She'll put it up on the screen. Okay. Well, if you take the points and you bet $10, this is what you're going to win. If you take the straight up, this is what you're going to win, which is going to be less than the points. And if you pick the over-under, this is what you're going to win.
Okay.
And they were all within like a couple dollars of each other. So
I'll tell you a guy. I hope he can still do it. I'll tell you a guy who knows everything that used to know, everything there is to know about gambling, who we're going to be having on today.
I think you're talking to one of them. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. John Yurkovic.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk to Yurko. Let's ask that. Here's what we're going to do.
Let's ask him that.
We're going to run some things back him. We're going to have it. Yurko's picks. And I'm going to go out to Oneida, and I'm going to make those picks.
All right.
All right.
But look at these, like you said, this over-under, you know, like that New England-Cincinnati total points for that game. What do you think it is?
New England's pretty low, I would think.
Right,
43.
It's 40. But and then,
40, wow.
And then you look at, you know.
It doesn't get much lower.
The Lions and the Rams.
High?
Yeah.
47.
51.
Wow.
So anyway, it's kind of cool to look at that. And
absolutely.
You're right.
And you're right, because you kind of pull, well, if you have the over, you're pulling for both teams.
I know. Which makes the game more fun
absolutely.
To watch.
No question.
So,
and if you're not using the rent money, you know what I mean? If it's just fun money that you're using.
Well, yeah.
But you know
but
what I mean?
It can turn like, into rent money.
Oh, I know that.
That's my problem.
I know.
No, I mean, I got the play money. It's just, you know.
I know. But
there's game eight.
There's a reason
I could be dipping into a different jar.
There's an old saying amongst gamblers. There is nothing sweeter than money won. The difference between money earned and money won can be the exact same amount, and it's totally opposite how you feel about
it. It is fun. So,
it's such a sense of achievement. I got a good text here from Brian. He says, casinos hate people that don't know what they're doing. Said no casino ever. He means they like it when people don't know what they're doing.
And they, I will tell you, so there's three people, there were three people working yesterday. Maybe there's more on game day, right? There's probably more today, but and it wasn't, there was one other guy there, older guy with a cane. I was like, should you be here? But then I'm thinking, well, should I be here? But they were all like, actually one guy from the booth, like next door came over to kind of help me and the lady a little bit. And I don't know. I think you're right about that. I think they like the novices. And I think, you know, we're going to get more schooled at this. And we'll come back and just say, look, I want this plus the points. You know, we'll go in and we'll be like those guys with the pencil in the ear. And they give you those little pencils like for golf, you know, when you golf.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. You got a little scratch sheet there and you can make notes. And
see, I don't know if we are allowed on the air to have people. Well, we can talk about it. But I don't know if we're allowed to do contests with point spreads. Okay, so we can have just who's the winner or number of yards and things. But it would be fun to have some people give us their pick of the week on a spread.
Yeah.
Three people. We'd allow three people to do it, and we'd give them a prize package.
We've got to make sure that's legal, though. You're right.
I know.
We should run this by legal. We should run this by legal. Okay,
Don't ask me.
Just give us an answer. It's all we're asking.
I have no idea.
Don't make us call Convoy.
Hey,
Con would know.
And I'm going to tell Amanda, I'm going to tell you, yesterday I had a meeting with somebody about this project I'm working on. And he said, who's that lady you had on? And I'm like, I'm thinking about our guest. I said, he just thought you had a nice radio voice, Amanda.
Oh,
I said, she's
nice.
Subbing for Todd. Because he goes, yeah, I usually just hear the three of you guys. And
yeah.
So anyway, I want to pass it on to you.
Nice.
I met
with him at 9:30 yesterday morning, and he was like, I listened to your show. And
well, great.
So anyway, that was nice.
Fun fact, I used to have my own radio show back in the day, so yay.
Is that in Fond du Lac?
Oh, that's
back
probably
in Fondy.
Why.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Seems right. Like everybody, I know I bet 10 people that work in Green Bay Radio have that started in Fond du Lac. Or maybe that was like the second, but everybody seems to have come through Fond du Lac.
Todd was the one who brought me in here, man. He was like, hey, you want to get back into radio? And I was like, I don't know, man.
Remember Jess from IXX? Jessica? She works at Fond du Lac. Oh, you don't know? Oh, okay. There's like so many that's come from Fond du Lac.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know.
And more stations?
I don't know.
There's one station. It's Radio Plus. Shout out to Terry
really?
Davis.
Oh, really? Okay. Didn't they win a bunch of stuff, though, at the banquet that night?
Oh.
I sure
they did. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did. So maybe they have a good radio.
Or losers.
Just like we're getting.
Right.
Yeah, right. We got second.
Yeah. We got a good show coming up, man. Mark Hewson from Bell and Sports Medicine will be here. So they're actually putting me on a schedule now. To see if I can build up to walk those 17 miles for the...
Nate send that to you?
Nate's going
to
be doing... He asked me a bunch of questions before he put together anything, but I think Mark's going to bring it in. John Miller, NBC 26 coming in. Ashley from the Heights is so much fun. John Yurkovic, Dennis from the Glam Band, Nick Goddering, lots of stuff. Stay with us.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to treat travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor. You're in a little bit of a brisk.
I know.
A little bit of a brisk.
Next 2 days.
Friday morning.
Did you see next week?
No.
What? 80s.
Oh, really? That's back to that. No, I stepped out here.
School,
I stepped out here yesterday to go for a walk.
Yeah.
So I was going to go over the Nishke Bridge. And I turned the corner and just walk up that little rise. And I saw that sky in the west.
Yeah.
That was crazy nasty looking.
Yeah.
So I did one block and it started pouring. But I was thinking if I was out on the trail and it's, what do? Can you go into, I don't think people let you go in their yard and get under their porch or anything.
I have to, do you have an umbrella?
No.
Like, I don't, does anybody?
I can't imagine the last time I've seen an umbrella.
Right. You know what? I got to go buy one.
Because I've seen people walking, I don't know, maybe Shriver. I've seen people here use them, but I don't think I've ever used an umbrella in my life.
Yeah, maybe for the sun.
You did not use an umbrella for the sun.
Actually, a lot of people use an umbrella for the sun.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah. If you ever go to like any kind of festival, there's people walking with one for a sun.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's becoming more popular, it seems.
I think
I didn't know that.
That reminds me
of something from like, you know, in the good old sun.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
And the people walking.
But then you got to spin it a little bit.
Yeah. That was always one of the big things in Lawrence Welk.
Right, and you have to get where it's not just one color, right? Or else you can't tell.
Yeah.
So you got to get
the parasol.
The panels are right.
Yeah.
Different colors.
Is that wrong that I actually watched Lawrence Welk show every Saturday night for about 12 years?
Well, you probably didn't have a choice.
We didn't have it.
We watched it too.
I just talked to my brother about this. What year did you get your first TV? Your family?
I think we always had it. I don't remember us not having a TV. So
I don't either. But I mean, ours was 1957.
When did they come out?
I don't know. Like earlier 50s? 52? 51-ish?
I would...
But I asked my brother, said, what did you guys do when you didn't have TV? He goes, yeah, that's a good question. You know?
Radio. TVs became commercially available in the 20s and the 30s.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I should know that being in TV.
Thank you, power of Google.
Yeah. It was radio.
Yeah, they had radio. But I think they sat
around the radio.
You know another thing that I find crazy?
I know.
Growing up, did you guys get home Packer games when you were a kid?
Again, I never remember not having
what I'm
a Packer
saying,
game on. But I don't know.
But they used to be banned in Green Bay.
No.
Oh, yeah, the NFL. Up until about 1970, the NFL would not allow home games to be televised in the home team's market.
So they could sell out the tickets.
Right.
I do remember that.
Did Manitowoc get them?
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to.
Anybody help us out? How far was that
blackout
range? Yeah, the blackout. Because I would think maybe Milwaukee was blacked out, too. Since they carried some of the games, or maybe just the games they carried. But how? I can't even imagine that, not watching a Packer game back in the day. I mean, you lived for those Sunday afternoons.
That text we just got.
Don't tell everyone, but I still watch Lawrence Welk every week.
You know what?
It still is on.
Yeah, I know, and I too have.
Yeah. I used to like
That's funny.
Lawrence Welk, except for Bobby and Sissy. But I also used to like...
Plate Guy?
No. The Andy Williams Christmas specials.
Oh, man. So
with Claudette Longet.
Did you see him?
Who used to make numerous appearances on the Rat Patrol, playing a French waif. I had a thing for French waifs back in the day.
I think most people did.
Yeah.
Lawrence, did you see Moon River? Did you see him?
Andy Williams.
Yeah, when he was here?
No, I didn't know he was here.
Yeah, he's here. He's here at the Bronco.
Oh, I used to love Andy Williams.
Oh, and then he, you know, that guy, he was his voice, you got to admit, that was one of the best. And then he ended up doing his own thing in Branson, right?
He's a nicer guy than me because, he had that gorgeous wife, Claudette Longet, okay? And she's an actress and a singer and the whole thing. Then she started messing around with the professional skier, Spider Savage, okay?
Really?
Yeah, this was in Park City, I think, Utah, okay? So she leaves Andy, hooks up with Spider, okay? Shoots him, kills him, and Andy is there for her during the entire trial supporting her.
I don't believe that.
Oh, this is a true story.
I thought Andy Williams was one of those, like, Mr. Sweater, baggage.
But he had another side to him.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Tell me, Mr. Rogers didn't get out once in a while? I'm just saying. But I'm serious about this.
Johnny, we're trying to keep every listener we got. I don't think that helped. Okay. Mr. Rogers, that's... Okay, okay.
Well, probably enjoyed sitting around having a few beers with the guys once in a while smart.
Getting out didn't... I was thinking of something else. Anyway, I did not know that about Andy
Michael
Williams.
Michael says, how about some Paul Anka?
Oh, Paul Anka, he was here. I've seen him a number of times. Oh, Paul Anka, totally. Yeah, he's... Does he have a side to him I don't know about? Paul Anka, I think. Paul Anka.
Oh, I don't
know.
Why
did that guy text that in?
That's Michael. That's our guy Michael from Madison.
But why... Okay, is he saying Paul Anka's got a dark side like Andy Williams?
I don't know.
Okay, but Andy Williams didn't have a dark side. His wife did.
Yes.
Really? She killed that guy and then he stayed by her?
Yes, and she pretty much
did
got
she go back with him?
Said it was accidental.
Sure.
Yada, yada, yada. Yeah. Oh, this was a huge story in like the late 70s, mid 70s.
Well, I liked him. I'm surprised.
I loved him.
Kind of.
But just show,
that.
All I'm saying is it shows what a great guy he is. He still supported her even after she dumped him.
Did they get back together then?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
He had more money than that skier, I would think.
Oh, God, yeah.
Does it show that he's a great guy or that he makes questionable decisions?
Who?
Paul Anka? Is that who you're talking about?
Oh, I don't know. Michael, if you got
somebody
some
sent
dirt,
in.
If you got some dirt on Paul Anka,
oh,
you let
no,
us know.
Oh, no, we're not. No way.
What?
We are not that show.
He's
I'm just saying.
No.
Michael says, I just like Paul Anka.
Oh, okay.
So do I.
We thought we were missing something. Okay,
and then, I was sad. Just, a little younger, but I was sad that James Darren died. I knew you're gonna say he didn't. I met him numerous times because he actually
was he
played
Mac the knife guy. Oh, that shot!
No,
babe.
That was James. There's Bobby Rydell, wasn't it?
No, there's actually a movie made about him, and what's his name?
Gidget.
Who will never act again. Played him. He was a real famous actor, and then he turns out he was doing some things with minors and stuff.
Pee Wee Herman?
No.
That's creepy.
Go, hang on. You know who I mean.
No, I don't.
He was in that really popular show. His wife in the show was Jenny in Forrest Gump. Kevin.
You're talking about Kevin
Spacey.
Spacey. There he
goes. Kevin Spacey.
That
Kevin
guy was
Spacey.
He's got off on a few. He got away on a few things. See that?
Did he?
Oh yeah.
Wow.
He was
Dexter from William. Nobody beats the Letterman.
Okay, I know them too. Tony Butala. I mean, he was at my dad's house.
I got a thing here. I was a 7-year-old kid, 1965. I remember the Packers Browns championship game being blacked out. I think the black one as far as Fond du Lac. Wow.
I can't believe the community put up with that, but maybe they didn't have a choice.
The NFL was whatever.
But you think radio,
but it wasn't
TV...
that long ago, Jim. I mean, I'm saying 70s.
But when did TV become bigger than fans? Because it is now. I mean, the revenue comes from TV.
But I've heard of people traveling to like Owasso and getting a hotel room for a big game. Really? Isn't that crazy when you think about that now?
Yeah.
Somebody out there, help us out on that. What did you guys do? How far did you have to go? I think some people used to put up big antennas. And they'd get it, like, from Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah.
Or something like that.
That's amazing. They've had that draw.
Yeah.
You know, it's just crazy. And they weren't even good then.
Yeah. Got a text here. I took my wife to Andy Williams' Christmas show at the Brown County Arena. We were the youngest people there. Great show.
It's amazing, though, how he... What was his breakout? Was it
Moon River?
I know it was, but was that an Ed Sullivan? He went and sang it, and
they're
like,
I don't know.
"Holy mackerel! Listen to this kid."
Yeah,
yeah. Okay, but he didn't really have a dark side. His wife did.
Yeah,
I don't want to hurt my feelings.
You don't have to.
No, I like him.
Saying,
I like him a lot.
Look at what a great guy.
And I like
when
Paul
I
Anka
said
too.
He wouldn't be like me. If that was mine, I'd be like, send her to the chair. You know what I mean?
Julie, yes. He loves you.
I'd be like, this is Utah. We have firing squads. Quick break.
Do all
back
there.
After this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
So now that the kids are back in school, you might be wondering what they're eating when they're away. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Friday. Well, the school lunch program is definitely trying to do what they can to not only feed your children healthy food, but also locally produced food. Jen Kapanis is the food services director for the North Crawford School District, and she says trying to use local, though, can get a little tricky.
It's a little bit tricky with produce. Like, I've used this example in the media before with Brussels sprouts. Our kids like roasted Brussels sprouts. If we buy them locally, then they're whole and unprocessed. So we need to be able to process those, clean them up, cut them in half, which is a lot of time. So with that, sometimes we choose not to buy locally because we can buy, you know, from our prime vendor, and we can buy stuff ready to go. So we really have to look at time management for us when we're sourcing produce locally to see what's going to be the best fit for our kitchen.
That's Jen Kapanis. She is the Director of Food Services for the North Crawford School District. She said parents have to understand every school district is equipped just a little differently when it comes to the amount of equipment that they've got available for processing of food or even scratch cooking.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empower Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
All right, team, pay attention to this game film about Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans. See here? When dairy farms grow Plenish soybeans for their cows,
they have lower overall feed costs.
Good eye, Jake.
And they maximize milk fat production.
So they increase the return on their investment.
Well, let that be a lesson to you. For lower feed costs and higher milk fat and dairy cows, what do we plant?
Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans.
Learn more at pioneer.com/happycows.
And the National FFA Convention is just around the corner, back October 23rd through the 26th in Indianapolis, Indiana. 17 outstanding individuals have been recognized with the National FFA's VIP citation, and that includes two from Wisconsin, Michelle Stutton from Middleton and Mark Zeiden from Platteville are Wisconsin's two recipients for this year's VIP citations. Find more at MidwestFarmReport.com. There's your quick update on what's happening in food news for a Friday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at CivicMedia.us.
Mostly cloudy with a sprinkle or two possible today. We'll get to 61 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the north at around 15 to 20. Tonight, clear 43. Tomorrow, sunshine 64. By Sunday, sunny with a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Work, the kids' practices, household errands. Seems like every hour's rush hour at our house. But no matter how busy things get, we still make balanced nutrition a priority with help from Country Hearth Natural Breads. Whole grains and other natural ingredients are carefully blended and baked into delicious, nutritious breads like Dakota-style 12-grain, multi-grain, and 100% whole wheat. There's a Country Hearth favorite for everyone in the family. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Jeff Levering here. How are baseball and Pella windows and doors of Wisconsin alike? Pella manufactures all their own products. Baseball teams develop their own players in the minors. Pella tests every product thousands of times to ensure it stands the test of time. A baseball player's ultimate test is to get called up to the big leagues, hoping to play well enough to stay. Right now, Pella get as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Certain restrictions apply. It ends September 30th. Visit PellaWI.com today.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here to beautiful Friday morning, the start of the National Football League season for the Green Bay Packers. And we've got a very special guest coming up at 8 o'clock. Yurko! John Yurkovic will be joining us. And we're going to talk some point spreads with him. And again, congratulations. Well, you're 1-0 on this season. But this segment, segment is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. How do you say welcome to your guests? Say it with a new entry door from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Say it with colors. The possibilities are endless thanks to Pella's custom colors. Say it with class. Pella's premium doors stand out due to their distinguished craftsmanship. Say it with a great deal. Zero interest, up to 60 months, no money down, and equal payments. Hurry, offer ends at the end of the month. Certain restrictions apply. Visit PellaWI.com today, which we did and are getting Pella Windows and Doors.
Yeah, that's love that company. And there's
a lot of they've great got companies. A special deal going on, a great deal going on right now.
And what's cool about them is, besides the financing, is just the variety of stuff. And
yep.
Like and we talked about installation, that's critical when you're talking about
Ben and Deanna Malcor.
Yeah.
One of the number one things, ROI,
yes,
is windows and doors. There you go.
It works.
Yeah.
Hey, so to afford those. No, this Packer thing, we'll talk to you, Richard. So I put $10 on the Packers, took the points, and $21.50 I win.
Okay.
If they win
so
by.
You double your money, obviously. And
right. But they got to win by more than 2.5.
Okay.
Which is like 3.
All right.
So.
Do we have any diehard NFL, college football gamblers out there? We'd like to get you on the phone. We don't do many phone calls, but we'd actually like to get you on the phone to ask you some questions on how we do this. And by the way, we're also having our contest going on today. Our man, Michael, from the great company, Simple Life Hospitality, out of Madison, but also here in Green Bay, renting out houses for the Packers season. We had an unbelievable one a couple of weeks ago over on, what was it, Trulane?
True.
It was just amazing, right next to the stadium. But anyway, he had some official NFL draft caps for us that I haven't really seen anywhere. And we are giving them away. He's graciously given us one for the winner of our Pick'em contest, Jordan Love tonight. How many yards passing? And you can go over. New rules. Been doing it one way forever, but no. So anyway, Sue from Little Suamico was their winner last night on the Patrick Mahomes contest. But tonight, and that's the winner of a T-shirt, right, Amanda? And some stuff?
Sure.
For Sue?
Yeah.
Sue won a T-shirt. She passed up the circus museum tickets, but she got a T-shirt.
Okay.
And then you said for this one, it's going to be the hat.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And a T-shirt.
And a T-shirt. There you go.
Okay.
Fantastic.
We've got
Kevin Burkle coming in from Burkle's One Block Over, because he's a sponsor of the Football Friday. And we got Ashley coming in from the Heights. So maybe we can talk to either one of them for down the road. We can give out a prize package from one of them.
Right. Sue was She was within 8 yards, as you said?
Yes.
Okay, that's
very good.
She guessed,
that's pretty good.
Yep. She guessed 283. The answer was 291.
Nicely done, Sue. Very nicely done.
Okay. And tonight, we do the same thing for Jordan Love.
Yes.
And are we disqualified because we're...
No!
Okay.
We're in. Another hat.
I'm taking the same yards.
Sorry.
He threw for 283.
Those are awesome hats.
Yeah, yesterday you both guessed, so John guessed 216, and then Jim was that guy and guessed 217.
Yeah, you were that guy.
You know what? I think, can I change it? I think Mahomes and Love are going to be neck and neck this year for a lot of stuff. Touchdowns, yards, so I have to think about it.
Okay, you're changing your pick. Yeah, I do.
I think both those guys are going to be, and it'd be awesome if they'd see each other in the Super Bowl too.
Yeah.
If you would like to text in your guess for how many passing yards will Jordan Love throw tonight, all you have to do is download the Civic Media app, select WGBW or WISS, and text in.
Can we bet on that?
I don't know.
I just grabbed the NFL Week 1, so I picked this up Thursday,
right.
And it just has all the odds. But like I said, I did put
seen it for individual. Well, I know in the NBA they do, because that guy got suspended basically for life. Because he bet on himself. Okay. You mentioned that they said, so his line was like 5 points or something like that. Will he score more or less than 5 points? Okay. He goes into the game.
Oh, that's.
And he goes, easy. Oh, my knee is really bad. My knee is really, really bad. Takes himself out of the game. Then they found out he had bet on the under for himself.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I would, if I were him, I would have said it was coincidental.
Well, he's tried, but the trainers say, we don't see anything wrong. And then they found out he'd been making these bets. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
See, now this guy's on.
Brian's 284.
Yeah,
okay.
I think it's going to be that. But I don't know. Then Brazil, this. And then the over-under, like I said, is 49 points for this game tonight.
I want 257. 257. I'm locking it in for Jordan Love.
All right, final answer.
Final answer, can't 257.
Change it. Can't change it.
Uh-uh.
And you can't do one up or one down, Jim.
No, you can't. You can't.
Why?
Be that
new
good.
Rule.
Because
why?
I'll pour coffee on you.
No, I'm going to think about it. Let's just guess the over-under if we split.
Okay.
49, the bookies say that there's going to be a total of 49 points scored tonight.
All right.
You think Jordan Love's going to throw for 283, so that's going to be worth
I would go under.
A few touchdowns.
I would go under.
Yeah, so would I. So
I would go under.
Yeah, I'm not going to. No.
All right.
We're not going to bet that. We'll only bet it if we disagree, which we normally do. That's funny.
Yeah.
We agree that's going to be under.
Yeah.
All right,
wow,
anyway.
Mike says 318. Okay. Amanda, what's the
300 yards is a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Against that defense. Well,
we'll see. It's a lot anyway. I mean,
yeah,
you're going to get one of the top billings if you throw over 300 yards. So I don't think that's
what's our next thing there? It says, Amanda.
So if you listen to Matt and Air on Air today, they're on about a show after us, 10 to 12. Okay. Todd is going to be on there talking about ghost hunting today.
Our Todd
yes. is on vacation and hasn't talked to us
he's
in a week.
He's actually going to speak?
Oh, he's been talking to me.
Hasn't been talking to me.
No.
Yeah, no, Todd's going to be on the Matt and Air on Air show today with Greg. They're going to be talking ghosts. So, and it's Todd always brings in the crowd when it comes to ghost hunting.
Oh,
so,
yeah,
you know, that show's going to get some views today.
He's all over that. He's all about that.
If they can just go to WGBW and that's what they'll hear?
Yeah. WGBW, WISS, Matt and Air on Air is a Wisconsin network show.
Okay.
So any of our civic media radio stations.
So statewide?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Okay, we're not statewide.
I don't know. We've never been statewide.
Listen, you get all of Northeast Wisconsin.
Although I'm going to be on Pete Schwab's show tonight talking about the game.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be at 7:05.
That's a network show.
That's a fun show.
Yeah, it is.
I'll tell you what. Pete Schwab brings in some great guests. He knows all about everything in the industry, the entertainment field. He's incredible.
Yeah, he is.
I'm going to be hanging out with him Saturday at Sputnik Fest because he's one of the judges.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, I could see that. I could totally see that, him being one of those people. I could see you there back in the day. You could have looked like Eddie Munster or somebody, some kind of character. I could have seen that. I would kind of like to see Frank's show.
Somebody else in the media that could beat me on that.
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
the Abrams family?
Yeah.
I think that would be fun.
Because I watch the Adams family all the time, so the Abrams family, that'd be fun. And
funny though, like he said it was only on for 2 years?
Yeah, I know.
That and the Munsters? I would have thought my whole childhood those shows were on.
Exactly. And I don't know what the run was for. I just remember those shows, maybe because, I don't know, they were Impact. There was nothing else on, but, you know, I don't know. Was Gilligan's Island? That was on forever, wasn't it?
It seemed like it, but I don't
Batman?
Think so. 2 years. I think Batman was only 2 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I never missed that.
Nobody. But even, I don't know, does it say something bad about me? You know, you'd leave on the Thursday, you know? So, will the Batman meet his final fate?
Oh, they're on the saw?
He's on the saw. There's the big saw blade. You got the conveyor belt taking him down.
I know.
And Penguin, what have you got going on that's so important? I'm going to go, Batman.
That was awesome.
It's like, oh, my God, why are you leaving now?
Yeah, I know. Oh, they
don't you know he's got this thing in his wrist he can shoot and jam up the gears?
I would think about that till I saw the next show.
Me too.
I tell you, that's something our parents had over us is not watching. I mean,
if you couldn't watch it?
Ooh.
Yeah.
You do this or you're not watching it. It's like, I'll do it. I'll do it twice.
On early?
6:30.
Oh, was it? I thought it was like after school.
No.
No, it wasn't an after school show. Was that
I remember it being on. I thought it was on later.
I met Adam West one time.
Really?
Yeah, in Sun Valley, Idaho. There was a celebrity ski thing. They used to have, you know who else I met that was like amazingly hot? Barbie Benton. Do you remember Barbie Benton?
Nope.
She was, she was married to Hugh Hefner. She started off as one of the Hee-Haw girls.
One of those.
She was one of the Hee-Haw girls. You know, they made it pretty big. Phyllis George was a Hee-Haw girl. The lady that was with Elvis when he died, she was a Hee-Haw girl. Kenny Rogers' wife. Was a Hee-Haw girl.
What is Barbie a Hee-Haw Benton? Girl?
From Hee-Haw, the TV
show
Hee-Haw.
Okay.
Yeah.
What? Okay. Glenn Campbell was his staple, and he was here a number of times at the car.
What was he like?
Great guy.
Was he?
Super great guy.
I know
super
a guy that was good guy. Friends with him down in Phoenix when he was going through serious drug problems.
Yeah.
Campbell. And he was pretty erratic. Like his wife would come in and just start screaming and he'd scream back in the clubhouse and everything.
Oh, no. Yeah. Didn't see any of that. No, and he ended up in Tulsa, right? I mean, he was great. People liked him. The staff liked him. You know, sometimes they treat the audience nice, but they don't treat us very nice.
I hate that, don't you? Oh, yeah. I would rather
well, I was the recipient
don't
of that.
Be a phony.
Yeah.
If you're going to be a jerk to the crowd and to the people backstage. Yeah. But don't be this, oh, I'm so nice.
Exactly.
And then you're a jerk to the other people.
And treat the lighting guys and the sound guys, which is what we were.
Right.
I do want to say, though, and I mentioned, but James Darren was one of the super nice guys. His manager was a nice guy. And he played in Two Rivers at when the Carlton first started. Then, of course, he played here in Green Bay a number of times. And
you know, I think he was in some war movies, too. I think he acted.
Well, he was in Gidget, but yeah.
I think he was also, you know, where it's ironically when we were talking yesterday to Perry from NBC 26, I think he was in The Guns of Navarone.
James Darren?
Yeah.
Okay.
How did somebody who's Greek not watch Guns of Navarone? I got to talk to Perry again about
yeah, I know.
Everybody has seen The Guns of Navarone. Yeah. Do you remember when they used to have like on
She's also what, 20?
Yeah, I know. But remember on Thursday and Friday, so it would be the CBS Movie of the Week.
Yes.
And sometimes it'd be two parts.
In color.
Yes. And we didn't have color TV. But Guns of Navarone was one. The two that I remember that were so awesome that were two parts. Any of the guys out there remember these? Guns of Navarone and The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. Remember that, Jimmy Stewart?
No.
Oh, man. Lee Marvin was just mean. Jack Palance. You never saw the Man Who Shot Liberty Valance?
Mm-hmm. Nope. Did that bother you when they would say... And in living color, and the peacock would come out and be black and white. Did you say something to your dad?
That was always with Walt Disney.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah. We'd have the peacock come on. No, in living color, Walt Disney.
Different shades of gray.
Yeah. we'd have that piece of, I'm not even joking about this. We'd have a piece of tinfoil on top of the antennas, and sometimes you'd crinkle the tinfoil to try to get the picture in better. Oh, there's no question. That's what we did. Because you'd buy them. They bought the nice, really nice TV. You know, the big with the
big
stereo.
Big console and all that. Yeah, that's
beautiful. And picture tube went out in a couple of years. Yeah. And that was going to be expensive. So we just got a portable one. But we wouldn't get rid of the big one because it was a nice piece of furniture. So we couldn't get rid of a nice piece of furniture. So we put the portable one on top of the nice one for about 5 years.
Our parents tried.
Simpler times.
I will say our parents.
Simpler times.
They were simple. Oh, man.
Well, and then you find out they had like $1 million in the bank because they, you know, wouldn't spend it on stuff like that. remember Leo the Drosher? He was on both the Beverly Hillbillies and the Munsters. You are correct. You are correct. And that's that I told you yesterday we were talking about that when he said with Herman hitting that ball, or maybe it was Jethro. They said, we could use a weapon like that in Vietnam.
Yes, I remember saying that. I don't remember that episode. But
can you imagine now there'd be a comedy and say, we could use a weapon like that in Afghanistan? It's like, we don't joke about things like that. By the way, today is National Charity Day.
Isn't that
National Charity Day.
Well, let's all remember that.
Yes.
Right?
National Lazy Mom Day.
There's no such thing.
I was going to say, I've never met a lazy mom.
Whoever put that, this part of the year where it's like the week after school started, seriously?
Well, maybe that's it, though. Maybe they're saying, Mom, you know what? Kids are in school. Just be lazy for a day. Don't do the wash.
All right. Now that they're honoring themselves.
Yeah.
They could come up with a different title.
I think,
but that's
Chill Day. Mom Chill Day.
Right.
Or relax
Mom's Day.
Take a break.
Yeah.
Right.
Take a break day.
Day off day.
Totally agree. National Coffee Ice Cream Day? Or is it National Coffee Day and National Ice Cream Day?
No. National Coffee Ice Cream Day. Coffee flavored ice cream.
Never had it. You?
Yeah.
Doesn't sound great.
No.
Doesn't sound great.
I don't know if it's...
You know what I got to try at the market next door to us? They've got a coconut almond gelato. I got to try that.
Okay.
Well, you're not into that.
I
am.
Coconut.
All right. Happy birthday, Macy Gray, 56. Roger Walters from Pink Floyd is 80. Never a Pink Floyd fan.
Ooh.
And
I mean, come on.
Idris Elba is 51. Who's Idris Elba?
He's an actor. We got 10 seconds.
All right. Back after this.
Pink Floyd.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt and Air on Air. Are you seeking an amazing atmosphere where you can enjoy well-executed comfort food for lunch or dinner? Maybe even a cold craft beer, signature cocktail, or glass of wine after a hard day's work? Look no further than Heights Pub & Parlor in downtown Green Bay. Three levels of gorgeous architecture with top-notch friendly service, mouth-watering food, and a kitchen open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 9. You'll find any excuse to come back. Visit weekdays from 11 to 10 and open till 11 Fridays and Saturdays. Check us out on Facebook or online at heightsgb.com.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This goes out to Mike.
Go ahead. No, Palenka, man. This guy, he's...
His show, though. Did you see him? Did you take your...
No.
He's been here on Valentine's Day, and he's just... but talk about a guy...
Okay, I think he sang started when he was 16. The worst song of my that I've ever experienced in my lifetime. I think he sang that song, so I don't even want to think about him, because I'm afraid to get that song in my head.
Yeah, I know. That's...
You know what song it is?
Like Disney World, like we get that little...
Having My Baby. It's Having My Baby.
That was Paul Anka?
I think so. Worst song. And it was when I was in high school. She'd be driving along all cool.
I don't like that song.
Whatever, and that song would come on.
Okay. No, I remember him more as a
I got to tell you another thing. Remember last week when Dennis was here and we were somebody was talking about their dad was a cop or they were a cop in Chicago or something?
Yes.
And remember we said, the night I got in my car, and this is not even a lie, and it's on this 70s kind of whatever satellite station. I just started down the road. The Night Chicago Diet came on. I haven't heard that song in 3 years.
That's right. That's bizarre.
It's like, is there some weird something in the
Cosmo thing that picks up on your, yes, that I believe honestly, that.
I almost called you and Todd or you and Dennis both. Yeah.
It said, you haven't heard that song. We talked about it and boom, you get in your car and it's playing. Yeah. That's kind of almost creepy.
Yeah.
Someone's watching over you.
Got to think of a great song by Gene Pitney, The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. That was a big hit. You don't remember the movie, The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance?
No, I don't.
It was classic.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I feel like I want to talk, not more, but just one more sentence on James Darren.
Yeah.
Great.
Who was in the Guns of Navarone.
Yes. And, of course, he made all his, you know, he didn't end up with a lot of money. I think it was his net worth, I saw it was worth like $9 million, which isn't bad. But anyway, he made all his exposure in with those Gidget movies.
Oh, okay.
You know, Beach Bongo,
Annette Funicello,
and he—that's where he made. But he, when he was in Two Rivers, he just walked into like stores and stuff.
Really?
And, you know, you could tell he wasn't from Wisconsin. He's just a super good-looking guy, right? And he was just leaned into the community because the shows are at night, and you know, he was there for what 5-6 days, and he just walked around. And then he was nice. He was one of those guys who was super nice to lighting and sound.
That's cool.
So anyway, I was sorry when I saw that. 88 years old, he died.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a good one. Anyway, Paul Anka, on the other hand, he had a pretty canned show. He would come out, hello, Green Bay. And every chair. It's like, he's the guy you interrupt him and start over at the beginning.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah. Then 2 weeks later, hello, Duluth.
I know. Yeah. Geez, is this show going to be the same as last one?
Oh, anyway, this Calendar Girl was sung by Neil Sedaka.
Oh, Neil Sedaka.
Ah, I hate when you get you know stuff what?
No,
wrong
no,
like
that's
that.
Me. That's my bad. That is so true. Neil Sedaka. I've got those guys mixed up. Paul Anka. You're right. Sorry. They do look a little bit alike, though. Can you give me that caller?
That was Cowboy Dave.
Oh, you know what? Yes, you're right. Oh, man.
I do, too. All those early 60s guys, about, I get them all mixed
we're
up.
We're just talking about Bobby Rydell.
Who was on Grease?
James Darren, Bobby Darren.
Remember the movie Grease? Who sang Beauty School Dropout?
See?
Which was the worst part of the entire movie. But, no, but who sang that? Was that Paul Anka? Neil Sedaka? That was. I can't keep any of them. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
But the common thread with all those guys is they all had ties to the mob. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, some of them did.
Some of them.
You're right. I read about that. Because a lot of them actually were Italian.
Well,
and changed their names.
Well, that's how they got on stage.
Yeah, you're right. You are correct about that.
Yeah, but I don't know. Look, God bless them all. But I do have a mixed up. Thanks to Cowboy Dave for setting me straight on that. Yeah, again, we started talking about this, is that these performers.
The mob wasn't horrible when they were just dealing amongst each other.
They just wanted to make money.
They helped people. Right. A lot of them. I mean, they did some other things. But you know what I mean? Until they got into the drug thing, then it's bad.
But
it's all bad.
When they're saying this guy's going to be on stage and this guy's not.
They're just helping the guy out, helping a guy's career.
Making a little side hustle.
I was just reading how to live a mentally healthy life. Have a side hustle. Ours is going to be gambling this year.
I don't know. We got to be careful.
Oh, we're going to make a lot of money. I'm getting my cabin because of this.
I am not, because I could lose my cabin over this.
All right.
Yeah, no.
All right.
Anyway, but this will be fun. I think we have to set a limit, and we have to stay to that limit and not, like, go home and then start getting sweats and driving back there.
Right.
And I don't want to do that again. That's not good.
Mm-hmm. You've been there. You've been that guy.
Never.
Wow.
But this can be dangerous. So what we have to do is get a coffee jar and put in how much we're going to bet every week. And then if we win, we can advance the money to the next coffee jar.
Good idea.
But if we lose and the jar's empty, it's empty.
How much are we starting with? $50?
Well, maybe a little bit more than that, right?
Lisa says, I think beauty school dropout was Frankie Avalon.
Frankie Avalon. There we go. That's who you're thinking of. That's who you're thinking of.
That's
in those movies.
Funicello.
You got to mix up with him.
It was Frankie Avalon.
Yeah.
That was with Gidget and Annette Funicello. James Darren.
No, I don't think they were with. I don't think they were with Gidget.
James, Frankie Avalon.
Any of those guys? Yeah, no.
Oh, yeah, they were. They totally were.
Uh-uh.
I will bet. Speaking of betting, how much you want to bet that one of those two guys? No, more than that.
Jeez.
25.
No.
Okay, $10. I am right on this. I will bet. You name the amount, and I'll bet that one of those two guys were in the movie Beach Baby Bongo with Gidget and Ed Funicello.
You're saying which one of two guys?
Frankie Avalon, James Darren. And it's Frankie Avalon.
I thought he was only in the ones with, let's make fun of the mob and then talk about gambling. What a great show.
I'm totally right.
I don't know if I'm going to take that bet.
Because you got two chances to win.
You got two shots to win.
Okay, I will take.
You got to take one of the two.
I will take, who was with Annette Funicello? I'm going to take Frankie Avalon.
No. I agree Frankie Avalon was with Annette Funicello. You're saying they were with Gidget. That's different. Gidget was Sally Fields.
You're complicating this bet.
No, I'm not.
Okay, how about the movie?
Mark Houston from Bell and Sports is here.
Thank God.
He's going to set us straight. Right. Set us straight, Mark. Mark was a big aficionado of beach movies, he said, back in the 60s.
Hey, just look at the guy.
I know. Absolutely. Talk to us, Mark. 10 seconds.
Nine.
Just go. 8.
7.
This is your only chance to win.
What we got?
Who played?
Who was with Gidget?
Who was with Gidget?
All right, time's up. Sorry, I win.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Dom Salvia, who joins me to talk about his new show here on Civic Media. And it's a bar band Friday night as Max Inc.'s Terry Barr brings new music and sparkling conversation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW.
I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.